This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Our Lady of Aberdeen. No one knows the origin of the statue of Our Lady of Aberdeen. Scottish legend links it with the 11th century cathedral church of St. Macarius in the time of St. Margaret. And the veil of legend is lifted aside in the mid-16th century when the saintly Bishop Gavin Dunbar invokes her aid in building a bridge across the River Dee.
Our Lady, it is most urgent a bridge be built so that the people south of the Dee might come to the cathedral. Some say the bridge is impossible to build, and it is rumored that the devil has threatened to throw down any bridge that is built. With your blessing and help, Holy Mother, I will try where others have failed.
Good people of Aberdeen, I bless this bridge in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In devotion to Our Lady, whose help I ask, I place her statue here in this niche at the north end and christen the bridge of the Madonna. And I invite all those who had doubts about this bridge to walk over first.
Many thousands of people passed over the bridge, and some paused to pray at the figure of the little Madonna. And many came to believe that she was blessed with miraculous powers. However that may be, one night Bishop Dunbar had a vision of her, and she spoke to him.
Our Lady, why have ye left the bridge?
To warn you, Scotland is in danger.
What danger, Holy Mother?
Scotland will abandon the faith. The monasteries will be confiscated. The sanctuaries destroyed. It will mean death for priests to celebrate the Mass.
This I know is a dream, but within the dream I am awake, and what you say to me echoes my fears. John Knox has returned and is preaching against the faith.
Catholic Scotland is doomed. The enemies of the church grow stronger. They beguile the common people by saying they love my son and fight in his name against Rome.
Holy Mother, the leaders are driven by greed. They wish the land and wealth of the monasteries for themselves.
Not all, Bishop Dunbar. Earthly kings have appointed corrupt men to high places in the church to do their bidding. and men who are sincere but blind preach that the church must be destroyed to purify it.
I fear for you, Holy Mother. I'll take you from the bridge tomorrow for safekeeping and place you in the cathedral.
Men are powerless to harm me. But still, it is best to take my likeness from the bridge, lest blood be shed by those who believe in the symbol of the Mother of Christ.
There are many in Scotland who would die for ye.
Far too many men have already died for me and my son. The world has need now of men who live for him.
When they come for you, he'll not be there. I'll send you to the continent and pray that in God's good time, he'll return to Scotland.
That's everything but the image. It'll they burn.
Smash it. Apply the torch to the wood. Be sure there's not one splinter left of the shrine.
Aye, Captain.
Private MacDonald, are you from Aberdeen?
Aye. Lived there all my life until I joined the army.
You know, then, of the image at the north end of the bridge?
Well, of course. I passed by it many a time.
And knelt before it? I want proof.
When I was courting my wife, we would pass by and stop before the image and cross ourselves. It was when I was young, and the good John Knox had not yet come to teach us true religion.
It's well you did confess it. The men from Aberdeen have told me as much.
The MacDonalds have never feared to tell the truth, and there was no need to ask the man from Aberdeen about myself.
Hold your temper, man. In these times, one can't be sure of anyone. Now, did you see the image when you were on furlough?
Aye, less than 3 days ago.
And it's the last idol left in Scotland. Fall in! We march to Aberdeen! Halt! It's gone. Private MacDonald.
Yes, sir.
You said you saw the image not 3 days ago.
Yes, sir. Resting there as it was since the bridge was built.
It was Bishop Dunbar himself who placed it here.
Yes, sir. On the day the bridge was opened. The story is, he asked Our Lady, that is the image, to help him to build the bridge after others had failed.
Don't repeat the superstitions of papists. If the bishop placed the image there, it's he who no doubt has removed it.
Could be, sir. The bishop's a cautious man. If he heard about what happened to the shrines at Paisley and Melrose and other places, he would hide it away.
We go to the cathedral. Lord! March!
Who is there?
Open the door, or I'll break it down.
The door is nae barred. You're free to enter. Come in, Captain.
Gavin Dunbar, did you remove an image from the bridge?
Aye, this very morning.
I call on you to surrender it.
By what authority do you demand this?
I'm acting for John Knox.
He is nae right to it.
John Knox has no wish to possess the image.
Then why demand it?
To destroy it.
I surmised as much. I will not surrender Our Lady.
So the image is here.
Nay.
If you force me to search for it, there'll be nothing left of this place.
Our Lady is not here. You didn't think I'd be witless enough to bring her here, knowing John Knox would come for her?
Where is it?
I didn't know. I gave it to a man for safekeeping.
His name, where does he live?
I didn't know the man or where he lives.
You ask me to believe that?
Aye, Captain.
You'll remember fast enough when I put two live coals to the soles of your feet.
Torture will do no good. I don't know which man took the statue. I did not want to know. Lest your torture force me to betray him.
When did he take the image?
Soon after I removed it. I summoned as many of the faithful as possible on short notice. I took them to the dark vault below. I told them Our Lady was in danger. I blew out the candles and asked one man to come forward and take Our Lady and hide her. When I lighted the candle, she was gone. Not I or anyone present knew which man had taken her.
Very clever of you, if it's true.
Do you think, man, I'd have opened the door to you if Our Lady was here?
You could have said you did it this way to save yourself torture.
Nay, not to save myself torture, but to forestall betrayal of the man who took the statue.
Just the same, I'll search the place.
Aye, do that, Captain. Here's the keys to every door and chest that has a lock.
Ah, and give the man more time to get away. Men, you'll divide yourselves into parties of three each and search the houses nearby. Cover all roads into Aberdeen and search any person leaving the town.
The search began. The statue was passed from hand to hand, smuggled from one house to another, even as the soldiers were pounding on the door. As days passed, and the statue was not found, John Knox offered a large reward for whoever would turn her in.
Open up! Open up! One of you get around to the back to see no one slips the statue out. Remember, there is 100 pounds for the man who finds it.
What's keeping them in there?
Open or I'll break down the door. Stand aside. Don't move from this room. Private McDonald, you start the garret. Private Burke, take the cellar. If that statue's here, find it.
Yes, sir.
You've searched every place.
Every inch of the house. The statue's not here.
Yet the man was seen entering this house with it.
They're passing it along. No man keeps it for any length of time.
Aye, you're right. Now, where would one pass the statue? To a house ahead of the search? Or back to a house that had already been searched?
To the house where the search had taken place.
So, here's what we do. Private Burke will continue to search the houses along the street. Private McDonald and I will take two more men and double back to the first house searched. Two men will remain here to see that no one leaves. In addition to the reward, I'll grant a promotion to the man who finds it.
I have a feeling it's here, Captain. Did you see the look of that man and wife when we entered?
It was not lost on me, MacDonald. No two people showed more surprise and fright. So keep looking.
Oh, what are you about, MacDonald? That faggot almost hit my foot.
They could have buried it here under the fire. Captain, look.
What? You're right. The statue. Here, hand it over to me.
Nay, I'll take it. I found
it. MacDonald, come back here. We'll take the statue to Knox. You can carry it. You'll get the reward. What? He's run off with it. Afraid he won't get the reward, he runs to Knox with it himself. Follow him, men. Private Burke, run, tell the others to stop the search.
What's that? Ian MacDonald, what are you doing home?
Quiet, Molly. Put the bar across the door and draw the curtains.
What in the world got into
it? Do as I tell you, woman. Don't stand there.
Yes, Ian.
Take a look to see if anyone's coming. Soldiers, I mean.
Not a soul in the street and the door's barred. Now will you be after telling me what... Ian, what's that under your cloak? Is it... Ian. The Lady of Aberdeen.
Aye, Molly.
Oh, you blithering fool. Why did you bring it here?
I couldn't help myself.
Ian, take her out of here. Run with her to Knox and get the reward which heaven knows we can use.
Will you be still? Molly, I was in the searching party.
I found Our Lady. I tried to run to John Knox, but every time I tried to turn a corner, I was pulled back, and the only place I could run is here.
Are you telling me you had no will of your own?
Molly, I swear it by St. Margaret and St. Andrew. For the moment I picked up Our Lady, I was like one possessed.
So, 'tis Our Lady. It's best you let no one hear you call her that.
We called her that many a time, Molly, as we walked hand in hand over her bridge. And hey, you forgot how we first met.
What are you doing?
Putting her on the mantle. Look at her, Molly. It's most likely the last time.
What a pity. So simple and yet so beautiful as she looks down on us, holding the child in her right arm.
Shh, shh, Molly. They're coming.
Hide her. Quick.
Nay, there's no time. They're almost at the door.
Tell them you ran home to show the statue to me. Tell them you wanted to make me happy because you'll get the reward.
Private MacDonald, open the door.
Come in, Captain.
It was a fool thing you did, Private MacDonald. If the Catholics had seen you running through the streets with that image, they'd have torn it out of your arms.
Captain, I couldn't help what
Ian.
I...
Ian! Captain, he was so excited he didn't know what he was doing.
No doubt he wanted to run home and boast to his wife and show her the prize. Well, no harm's done. So, now let's take the image to John Knox and collect the reward. What's the matter, man? Get a move on.
Captain, I can I talk? My throat...
It must be the cold he's caught. The man should be in bed.
What game are you playing with me? Have you given up the statue, or do I have to search for it?
If you don't see it, you'll have to search for it.
Private Burke, take a searching party and go through the house. I'm posting a guard, and you're not to leave the house. And it's best you find your voice, MacDonald, ere I come back.
Molly, I cannae understand it. Our Lady there on the mantle all the while, and they didna see it.
Perhaps Our Lady didn't want them to find her.
Well, are you telling me she made herself invisible?
I'm not telling you anything, Ian MacDonald. I'm thinking aloud to myself.
Well, to be sure, the captain's eyes are bad, but how do you account for the rest of them not seeing her? Unless...
What are you thinking?
Could it be, Molly? Seeing the searching party was all Aberdeen men who once like you and I knelt before Our Lady. And seeing her there with the firelight playing her child, their hearts were changed as was yours and mine.
Oh, Ian, you mean it.
Aye.
And you'll do what you can to keep John Knox from getting her.
Aye, Molly. Even if it means my life.
Everything's ready, Ian.
Aye. Now you know what you're to do.
I've put wet straw over the fire to create smoke. And I will soon yell fire as loud as I can. And when the crowds come running, you throw out a false bundle and call out it's the statue of Our Lady. And in the confusion, you grab the real bundle and run as fast as you can.
It's right. Soon be time.
You'll come back to me when you can.
I'll take the bundle aboard the ship bound for the Netherlands and deliver it to Isabella of Brussels. Her devotion to Our Lady is well known.
Fire! Fire!
Oh, they've seen the smoke creeping out from under the door.
Time to go. Open the window.
Make sure it's the right window.
Here! It's Our Lady of Aberdeen!
You escape with this statue.
The soldiers thought our house was on fire. I jumped out of a window during the confusion.
No one saw you come aboard?
Eh, Captain Van Gelder, I hid out until it was dark.
Very well. I'll take the statue to Brussels.
Once it's in the possession of Isabella, it'll be safe.
Yeah. The problem is to get it there without being discovered.
You'll find our lady has a mind of her own.
What do you mean?
It's a long story, and I'm not sure you'd believe it.
You can tell it to me during the crossing.
Can I go? Well, yeah, I must.
I'm afraid you will have to.
Well, Captain Van Gelder, can
I? Take a look out of the porthole.
What? Noxious soldiers.
You will have to hide. I can't weigh anchor before they get here.
Well, if they search the ship, they'll find me.
There is a small boat on the port side. Get into it with the statue and row down the river. I'll pick you up on the way out to sea.
Very well. I'll wait for you around the bend, about 3 miles down.
You've no right to search my ship.
We suspect there's a deserter from the army aboard.
And I tell you that there isn't. No one comes aboard without my permission.
I've orders to search the ship.
But that will delay me. I must sail with the tide.
The tide doesn't turn for an hour.
I don't acknowledge your right of search. But rather than lose the tide, go ahead and search.
Thank you. It's very wise of you.
But see to it you're off my ship at the turn of the tide, or you'll be sailing with us when it looks as if it'll be a rough crossing.
Knox's men searched from stem to stern, but found nothing. McDonald was picked up at the appointed spot. And soon the ship was in the rough waters of the North Sea, kicked up by a howling storm.
All hands, short sail!
And clear! The mainmast going!
Captain, are you hurt?
No. Help me out from under this canvas.
The mate sent me. He wants to head back to Aberdeen.
Tell him no.
Helmsman, hold the course.
The men grumble, Captain Van Gelder. They say I've cursed the ship by bringing the statue aboard.
Yeah, the sailors are superstitious lot.
They say we should head back to Aberdeen.
I can't do that. Knox's men saw me pick you up. They know the statue's aboard. I'd lose the statue and my ship if they found it aboard.
Well, then what's to be done?
They're almost helpless. The sails in ribbons, the lookouts just sighted pirates bearing down on us. In our condition, we are doomed.
Is it true you wouldn't have left Aberdeen when you did if I hadn't brought our lady aboard?
Well, yeah, the storm was gathering. I would have waited. But there's no use thinking of that now.
There's nothing you can do.
I have done everything possible to save my ship. There is nothing left but pray for divine help.
Look, there's our lady. Ask her. She'll help. She knows what you've done for her.
Then I beg of her to take over the command of the ship, for we are drifting, and the pirates are closing in.
The pirates closed in and tried to board, but the ships were tossing about like corks. What men boarded were beaten back or washed overboard. The cannon shots went wild. And after 2 hours, the pirates pulled away. Captain Van Gelder's ship limped toward the Netherlands and entered the harbor at Antwerp.
I can't understand it, MacDonald. It's the worst crossing I ever had. Yet I'm in, right on time.
I know next to nothing about sailing, Captain Van Gelder, so I'm at a loss to give any reason. Almost.
Almost?
Our lady. Remember, you asked her to take charge.
Yeah, so I did.
What? Our lady? She's gone. Where is she?
There was a high court official aboard. He saw her and asked for her. I had to give her to him.
She was destined for the Archduchess of Brussels.
I tell you, the man was from the court. I could not deny him. Now, be content. She will be safe. And that's what you wanted.
Soon after, the official became sick with fever, and thinking he had offended Our Lady, he arranged to have her sent to Isabella of Brussels on the day her fleet was engaged in battle. The outcome was favorable, and she bestowed the title of Our Lady of Good Success on the little Madonna from Aberdeen. The statue has now been in Brussels for over 400 years, and so far as is known, is the only pre-Reformation Scottish statue in existence.